Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Kirk Smith, and here my co-host, my buddy
Graham K. Everybody, hello, thanks so much for listening. This is Autastic, the comedian's guide to autism. We are not scientists. We don't know anything. We're trying to figure it out just like you. I do, however, have an autistic younger brother, a person with autism. He is 33. And my co-host over there, Kirk Smith, tell us about your son. What?
Yeah, let me brag on my boy a little bit that I'm so proud of. I have a severely autistic son who's 19. He is about 6 foot, maybe 230, and he's got quads like a retired Houston Oilers running back. If I could have taught that guy to run the ball, he's got some girth to him down below. That he's got that low base. That, man, I wish I had that.
never heard this.
Well, it's like, you know, you remember Barry Sanders? Like,
yes.
5'9", but almost 200 pounds, and it's all in his legs and butt, and just mowing people over left, right, left, right.
Who was the running back who played for the Houston Oilers with the huge thighs?
I cannot remember his name, but that's what his body type reminds me of, where, like, as he walks, you can hear a swish, swish, yeah. Swish, 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 swish. He's got that body type, man, that you could not... He lowers that head. If you try to do that low tackle, be careful. If he knees you in the head, you're going to have a... You're going to be seeing stars for days. Anyway, that's my boy. His name is JJ. I love him to death. He's a sweet boy. And
Earl Campbell.
Yeah, if you say anything, Earl Campbell, Earl the Pearl.
Earl Campbell. That guy had some thighs.
Yeah, that boy could play a little bit. That man could play a little bit. So he is,
Yeah.
So that's what this podcast is about. We both have autistic loved ones, and we talk about it, tell you about our stories, tell you about what's going on in our life, to talk about the news, and encourage you and remind you that you can do it, guys. If these two idiots can do it, you can do it. And Graham, we kind of buried the lead. You, change the subject, recorded an album.
Yes, a stand-up comedy album.
Yes.
It's my second stand-up comedy album. It's going to be called, it's called Girlfriend Material. It's not out yet. I just recorded it. It went fairly well. I was happy with it. And, I have to say a stand-up comedy album because people think, like, 9 out of 10 people think when I'm a comedian. People know I'm a comedian. These are people who know I'm a comedian.
This is Comedian's Guide to Autism, not musicians. Musicians? Magicians?
And I'll go.
Musicians.
And I'll say,
Guide to Autism.
I'm recording an album. And they'll say, what kind of album? And I'll go, a comedy album. And they go, oh, like funny songs. I didn't know you played guitar and stuff. I'm like, no, stand-up comedy. That's my Seinfeld, my angry Seinfeld. Stand-up comedy.
That's pretty good, actually.
So
anyone could just take the reservation. You got to hold the reservation.
Hold the reservation. that's an old Seinfeld bit. Anyway, so just album doesn't mean music. It can mean a lot of stuff. And I'm doing a stand-up comedy album. It's going to be out soon. And when it's out, oh, baby, you're going to hear more about it. Actually, side note, I had to kick a couple out. I recorded two shows, and I'm going to take the best reactions of each joke and edit them together. That's a little behind the scenes.
Yeah, guys, just so you know, it's a little bit of smoke and mirrors. Yeah, sometimes you're hearing one joke from one show, one joke from another show. Ooh, the lid's been blown off, this conspiracy. Yeah.
But they do that.
There was no moon landing.
Yep, that's true.
That's a different podcast. That's a different podcast.
Anyway.
Now, also, didn't you just get off the phone? Sorry, I cut you off. Didn't you just get off the phone with your brother Pete?
Yeah, I'm going to get to that, but let me finish this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had to kick a couple out.
What?
Yeah. So it's like it's in one of the recordings. I gave them three really friendly warnings because they wouldn't stop.
Oh,
they're in the front row having a full conversation, and I was like, please, I'm doing a recording. I kind of made it. It's hard to reprimand somebody and make it funny, but these people are. I think they're a little high.
Very hard.
They were like, they're jerks. They're just jerks, and I kicked them out. And it actually made the audience more on my side and like more behind me. So they like laughed even more. Like they were like laughing more effusively.
Good.
After, so I think I might even I'm toying with the idea of keeping that in the album. I think that'd be fun.
Ooh, yeah. I like that. A little behind the scenes, little thing.
So, because it's like a nice build up. I don't know. But anyway, it's going to be called Girlfriend Material. I'll tell you about it. Yeah, things are going pretty well. I just performed this afternoon. I performed at a cancer ward in a hospital in New York City. And
Graham, always looking out for yourself. Yep. That's the big knock on Graham, everybody.
Listen, I got free cake and coffee. It wasn't all about that. I got free cake and coffee.
He's always taking the easy gigs. Cancer ward gig at 3 p.m. with everybody with terminal illnesses.
1:30 in the afternoon.
Such a selfish little jerk.
The worst part is I had to wake up early. It was at 1:30 p.m.
And early means 11 a.m. Yep.
I set my alarm for 11. I'm exhausted.
Time for a nap.
But anyway,
I told 10 minutes of jokes. I did a podcast. Woo, full day.
But anyway, a nurse came up to me after, and she was like, "I love your podcast."
Great
part. I listen to it all the time. Thanks so much. And it's always nice.
What?
Always nice when people come up. Yeah, I did it for this was not for the patients. This was for the nurses. Like that was the whole audience who was in like a conference room. I had a listener in the audience. We had a listener in the audience. Thank you so much for coming up and saying hi and saying listen to the pod. It means a lot. Means a lot to see real. We see the numbers going up. We feel good, but it always feels good when there's real people. You're like, oh, it is real.
If you see us in the street or at a show, come up and say hi. Somebody said that in Oklahoma, yeah. And I'm always same thing. Always shocked. So say hi. It's never weird. It's never. We definitely need the ego boost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally. Totally. I mean, we're comedians. So, So I got this week in review with regards to my brother. He's doing pretty well. He's on the up and up, I would say. And we, our regular listeners know that over the past month or so, I've been working on him. My parents as a team, planting the seed of maybe getting back into some sort of extracurricular activity, whether it's like a group drawing class or another sport. He didn't. Our listeners, longtime listeners, will know. He quit basketball because he didn't like a kid in the special needs basketball league. Which, by the way, he was absolutely. Peter was absolutely dominant in that league. He was a force.
Stephen Curry of the basketball league.
Yeah, he was a LeBron.
Men's basketball.
He was. And then he played in a different league for people without disabilities, and they were really kind and let him play with them. but the games were too late and too far, and I actually don't blame him for quitting that one. He likes to go. He's an early bird. He's not like me. He likes to go to bed early and wake up early. And has to take the bus. And he's also a person with a disability, not necessarily visually, but kind of visually. And also, if you look at him for like 5 minutes, you'll be like, that guy is vulnerable. And he's on the bus late at night. Somebody could take advantage of him, you know?
That makes sense, actually. Yeah, you're right. I remember him complaining about it, and I was like, but you're right. That's true.
Yeah. So, that's not in his head. He doesn't feel vulnerable. He's not worried. I mean, his head, he can crash. He says, crash them in the face. He can crash anyone in the face. He's not worried.
Oh, it's not wrong.
He's not intimidated. But it's mainly a late night thing. So we were both like, okay, fine, no problem. The other one, he quit the basketball because this guy took his toy or something. This like other guy with a disability took his toy, and he was like, didn't want to be around this bully.
Oh man!
But like, I'm like, bro, that you're telling me that ruined basketball for you because one guy, the whole thing. So you just don't. He doesn't even practice basketball anymore, which sucks. And he used to go by himself to a public park. He'd take the bus to like the good one and shoot hoops by himself. And I loved it. He did that for a couple years, and he got pretty decent. I go play with him sometimes. We'd run drills when I was home. It was awesome. And I love basketball, so it was great, and now he doesn't want to do it anymore. He's over it. You know, he goes through phases. Oh, side note, he's also over Ninja Turtles. That was a good 25-year run.
You buried the lead. You buried
Ninja
the lead,
Turtles
Graham.
Are out, man. He went to Salvation Army, and he gave away his Ninja Turtle toys.
Wow.
Which I thought was really sweet. He figured out by himself to go to the Salvation Army because he can give them to somebody without any money. That's what he said. I thought that was so sweet. But selfishly, I have a feeling it's so he can make more room on his shelf for Star Wars toys. Which
that's all right.
Yeah, I understand.
Tastes change. It's
good. Exactly. And also, it's easier for me because I was running because, like, this past birthday, he was like, I got all the toys. I don't need any more Star Wars toys. And I was like, well, what the heck am I going to buy you now for Christmas and birthday? Now I got to think. You know, it's been like 15 years. I go on eBay and I buy you a thing, and then, you know. But now I'm back. I got at least one more Christmas in me. I got that extra space on the shelf. Now those darn turtles are gone. So, but anyway, going back to the original story about him is I actually can give some credit to one of our listeners. Somebody messaged us or me personally, one of our listeners, and if you're listening, write me a little note and remind me who it was, and I'll give you a shout out, and I appreciate it, or just so I know who did it. Someone suggested, like, why not bowling? Because I told a bowling story with Peter, how he's naturally good with bowling, and he, like, kicked my...
That was me, Graham. I said
that. Did you? Did you really?
I'm just teasing. I thought I did. But maybe not.
I thought it was a listener. Anyway, it'd be so funny.
Yeah, I listened to this podcast too, and also an editor of this podcast. I'm just being stupid. Yeah, go ahead.
But
buddy.
What if? Yeah, I. What if it is like a listener, and you're trying to take credit from the listener? I mean, that's
honestly, it could be
terrible.
Both.
But anyway,
yeah, you're right. It would be terrible.
But anyway, if it is you, thanks so much. It was a great idea. What about bowling? And honestly, he had a meeting with Live Work Play Special Needs Network today, and I was talking about, you know, what's the next plan for the next couple months type thing, and I just offhand yesterday, because I've been saying, what do you want to do? And he was like, maybe archery. And I was like, archery, let's do that. And he's like, I don't know. He was hemming and hawing for the past couple weeks. And then I was like, well, what about bowling? And he was like, oh, maybe bowling. And then today,
today
he had a meeting and mentioned bowling. He mentioned bowling to them. And he called me today, and he was like super pumped. He had a pep in his step, you could hear. And he was like... He was like, yeah, I talked to them, and I'm gonna go bowling once a week, you know.
That's great.
They're you know, because the main reason is not just the physical activity. He's pretty good with walking and everything like that, and swimming and going to the gym in his building. He's decent anyway, but it's like my parents and I are really worried he's becoming a hermit, you know.
Right.
And so I explained to him yesterday. That the reason why we can't spend all the time alone together, all of our time alone, is because we have to make, because he has a lot of trouble living in the past, and he knows that that's an issue, and he knows he's been seeing a therapist a bit about it, living in the past, and he knows that's one of his weaknesses, which, you know, he's always working on it. And I was like, one of the ways we don't live in the past is, and think about old memories all the time, is we make new memories. You have to make new memories so you can think about new memories. And that goes with everybody.
I think that makes sense.
That,
yeah.
That goes with me. That goes with mom. That goes with dad. That goes, you know, I named some random people in our life. And he was like, yeah, okay. He kind of latched onto that. And then now he's going to go bowling every Tuesday with another, not a neuronormative volunteer, but an actual, a guy he actually likes who also is developmentally delayed like him. And maybe they're going to have like movie and dinner every once in a while. So I'm pretty pumped about that.
I like it.
Yeah. So yeah, it's going to be good. He's got another thing a week. He just needs one more thing. You know, he's got like a dinner he goes on once a week with his group, and now he'll have bowling, and then plus his work, and plus a couple other side jobs he's got.
I think this is the conversation that my parents have about me every week, too. Kirk just needs one more thing in his life. He just needs one more thing to do.
A job. He needs a job.
A job that he's in an office that he has to get up at 6 in the morning, have an hour and a half commute each way. Maybe he can listen to a podcast. Maybe a podcast about autism. And 401k. Yeah, be good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Well, that's a great Rick review, dude. That's great.
Yeah. He deserves all the credit. It's hard to change, and it's hard. He also gets frustrated with people giving advice, you know, and it takes a bigger person to like take advice all the time. Yeah, you know.
I think it's great.
Yeah, thanks.
I think it's great. And that's our weekend review. Should we do it in the news?
Let's do it.
Should we do it in the
news?
Let's do it. All right, great. This article is found by the notorious Graham K. From the Daily Mail, another UK publication that I swear somebody, an editor over there, has an autistic son or something. Yeah. It's so many articles from
it. Anyway. It's like a third of the articles we read. Yeah,
yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Anyway, autism breakthrough. The new drug may, quote unquote, turn down enzyme that hijacks social behavior in people on the spectrum. Mm. About 1.5 million people are on the autism spectrum. This must be in the UK, by the way. But anyway, I'm sure it's not that in the world. But anyway, some people with ASD are independent, but others struggle to interact socially and develop repetitive behaviors and cannot take care of themselves. There are no drugs to target the core symptoms of autism. Scientists at Florida Atlantic University found genetic mutations that can change serotonin levels in people with on the autism spectrum, and serotonin is a key to social behaviors. Mm. A certain enzyme sweeps up too much serotonin in the brains of people with ASD, but a new drug developed by the Northwestern University, turns down, quote unquote, that enzyme when Florida researchers tried it in mice. A new treatment for adults on the autism spectrum may be in sight thanks to this discovery. After decades of research, scientists at the Florida Atlantic University have discovered a new pathway in the brain linked directly to the behavioral symptoms of autism, and a drug may quell them. Some autism advocates have increasingly been pushing for people on the spectrum to not be treated as a quote-unquote disorder, but rather simply different. And we've talked about this many times about, different being normal, and we're not going to get into that discussion today, and I know everybody has opinions on that, but we're just going to move forward with this little article about the drugs. Mm. On the other hand, oh, thanks for those little bings, Graham. On the other,
I just want to let you know that I approve. I'm digging my little, I got a little triangle here that I ding.
Whenever Graham likes my reading style or the lack of errors, he jumps in and punctuates with a little triangle. I love it. I love the encouragement. It's like Pavlovian.
That and I just opened my laptop.
I just love it because it's always me doing
that. I know,
that.
Finally. So it's
finally. Yeah. Finally, yeah, the shoe's on the other foot. On the other hand, AFU researchers note that autism also frequently comes with physiological problems, particularly in the gut. And long-time listeners know my son struggles with a lot of gut issues. There are currently no treatments for autism in adults, but the team discovered a drug treated the behavior, quote-unquote, disruptions in mice genetically engineered to have autism, suggesting it might do the same for people on the spectrum. I love that the scientists, first of all, engineer mice that have autism, which I have no idea how to do.
You have no idea how to engineer a mouse to have autism?
And the next step is they make a drug to treat the mice that they engineered to have autism. I don't know. I think it's funny for some reason. I don't know. I think it's so like next level. And I'm like sitting in if you can see me, I just got done playing basketball. I've got a cutoff t-shirt, sun's out, guns out. And
one tooth, you're missing a tooth because you got elbowed last week.
I've got a chipped tooth and I've got house slippers on. Mm. Like a 50-year-old man, which is not far away, to be honest.
No.
sitting here drinking coffee and water. And I got to eat, too. I forgot to eat today. I will eat soon. Anyway.
Thanks for the update.
Yeah, sorry. The spectrum is a broad one, and with symptoms appearing very differently in men and women and adults and children, and this variance means that many live independently etc. But few struggle. I'm going to jump forward, blah, 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 blah. Opens up a new class of drugs for us to consider thinking about using in humans. The MW150 is still in several stages and years off from being available to autistic people. But Dr. Blakely says that even if the specific drug doesn't work, his team has learned about the importance of targeting for quote-unquote core symptoms of autism. And because they tested MW150 in adult mice, it seems it could be given to adult humans, since the changes it affects do not have to be made in utero. It's a foot in the door, says Dr. Blakely. It's amazing. It's amazing. It would be
amazing.
It's insane to think with a pill, you could not quote unquote fix autism, but you could at least affect some of the behaviors which would be affected by the lack of serotonin because of an overactive enzyme.
I'm not sure I fully understand, but I think I do. And I know it's just, it just would affect some of the symptoms and is not a magical pill that cures somebody with autism. I was thinking about this, though. I know this is a huge leap because this is not a cure, this pill. But it is a foot in the door, as the article says. And let's say 20 years, there is this pill, magical pill. And I was thinking about Peter. What if they just gave Peter a pill and then he was a different person? And he, like, would I like that? I have to...
Well, right. Remember, this is not going to change his personality. It would just affect serotonin. Serotonin's that, and again, we should call this podcast Two Idiots Guide to Autism. So I'm an idiot, but serotonin is that little thing that affects your feelings of well-being and happiness. And it's a little molecule. And so if there's an enzyme there that's scooping up more of it than it should, so it's taking out the little happiness thing that should be there and making him anxious. Yeah. It wouldn't change who he is, but to have him a little less anxious, at least with my son, terrific. If he's just like a little bit less anxious, great. I'm down. You know, so it's not, I don't view it as, I know we've had this discussion before about changing the biology, blah, 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 but everybody's, you know, trying to find their little happiness and their little, so yeah, I'm down, man. I obviously we're not even in clinical studies for humans yet, but I think it's amazing. I'm excited.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, it's just even from when my brother was diagnosed in the 80s till now is massive, and I can't imagine. If you are listening and your child is 3 years old, you know, in 10 years what'll be available is it's the best time ever to have
a child. Autism.
To have autism. It is. It is.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. You're right. Yeah. You're not wrong. It is.
Well, did we do it? This is a quicker episode, but did we do it? Do we do another one?
Yeah, send us your letters. I know we've had some people that talk about this that, you know, because my son is severe, and I don't even use air quotes. He is definitely severe, but there's other kids that are even more severe, that are even more violent, or even more.
Or they can't
friend,
be violent because
Bill
Matthews. They're, you know, in a wheelchair or something. Yeah.
Right. I have a friend, Bill Matthews, who is a pastor up in Northern Cal, and he's probably like 65 now. And he has an adult son, severely autistic, and he, you know, for years had to put a helmet on him because the thing where they'd hit his head against the wall and it hit his, and so just obviously something is making him unhappy. So if there was something that could make him a little happier, so to at least stop the self damage and the self inflicted harm, I mean, man, that'd be terrific. Send us your.
Oh,
letters.
I have a question. Any grand mal seizures or any seizures with your son?
No seizures. We're back on the meds. The meds
have
been good.
Great, man.
No seizures.
It's been a while.
Yeah, 8 months. Woo. Maybe. 8 months. So it's good. I'm excited.
Good.
I'm excited.
Because you were worried. You were really worried you're going to have to put him in a helmet.
Yeah, you know, the thing, the grand mals where you fall down and you can hit your head. Is the biggest thing. You know, you catch a corner of a coffee table or something and Million Dollar Baby kind of die. That'd be that movie was sad.
End up
man.
Like you.
With chipped tooth. But send us your letters as always, guys. Rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. We really appreciate it. That is the way that they deserve. They determine the rankings on the podcast, and that helps us a lot. believe it or not, because it puts us in the mix to have other people find us if they, you know, if we're not buried in the mix of other podcasts, but it pushes us towards the top. So if you take a second, 5 stars, and if you hate it, don't even bother reviewing it. Just delete us, and you can send me an angry email. I'll be sure to read it and feel bad about it. But you don't have to review us if you don't like it. But
are we still the world's most popular podcast about autism?
Yes, which is hard to believe, but this is the number one, as far as I know, I've looked at the numbers, that the number one autism podcast, and it's because of you guys and your support, and we really appreciate it, guys.
If you haven't yet, check out patreon.com. That's how we make any money off of this, just to keep the... keep things going. You can see how much money we're making. We're not making being millionaires, but if you feel like you'd like to donate, that would help us quite a bit. It's at patreon.com/autastic, patreon.com/autastic. And once again, it's you could do $1 an episode, so that's $1 a week. Not bad. And also, as for promoting my stuff, you can go to Instagram K on Instagram, I-N-S-T-A, my name on Instagram, and Mr. Graham K on Twitter. Follow me, guys. Let's get those numbers up. One day, my goal is to have a blue check mark by my name. And not kids or a mortgage, but a blue check mark. That'll keep me warm at night.
Until Instagram goes away, for sure. Sorry, that got me. Guys, follow me on Instagram as well, at Kirk Smith Comedy, Facebook, all that stuff. And I'll be in Calgary, I'll be in New Westminster this weekend at Laugh Lines, headlining that club. Then Calgary, Yuck Yucks, and then Vancouver, Yuck Yucks. If you're in Canada, send your people my way. And guys, I hope this podcast is a place of encouragement and laughter. Guys, have a great week. You can do it.